Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We're on the last couple of phrases, the last couple of lessons of the BTL together. Just a couple of them. We're going to go, God willing, to round 31. Tonight we're at 26. Remember that we're going to go on a quick, brief hiatus after this summer special mini-series finishes. We'll come back, God willing, with the PAL Season 4. We're keeping up, God willing, Blee Nedder with the audio DDD, and of course the bi-weekly lecture series every 2 weeks, Blee Nedder. We try to talk a different topic live with the use of many sources in an hour or so. In a live format. Right now, we're looking at phrase 26. Uvaze yihyu kol yamecha b'tshuva. In this way, live all your days in repentance. Again, we're using the book A Letter for the Ages from Art School. Fantastic writings, expositions, and insights of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. This picks up on what we talked about yesterday. If every day you talk about your actions, you think about your actions, you think about what you did, and you try to repent, and you try to get better for the next day, that way is the way to live your life in days in repentance. I talked about the idea, it reminded me of how you're supposed to repent every day because it may be your last day. That's actually shown here right now. Ramban's words derived from the Talmud in Shabbos 153a. Rabbi Eliezer said, Shuv yom echad lefnei mitatcha. Repent one day before your death. His students asked him, does a man then know on what day he will die? Very famous phrase we talked about yesterday, but here it is inside. All the more reason that he repent today, the sage replied, for perhaps he shall die tomorrow, lo aleinu. Thus his whole life shall be one of repentance. We should be zocha to have 120 years, but every day is a miracle. Every day is a gift. Every moment that Hashem gives us, especially the day, is a wonderful opportunity to do more, to do more, to do more. And every day, we should go throughout our days and try to repent for anything we did wrong and go through our actions and see what may need to be done better, what may not be done as well, and that way your whole life will be one of repentance, because every day you'll look at your actions, you'll look at yourself, and you think what you could do better or what you could change. The Hebrew word for tshuva, for repentance, is tshuva, literally return. When a person searches his actions and he makes them better, he comes closer to Hashem. He returns to Hashem. It's a spiritual renewal, as the Ramban writes, it's at its best when it is perpetual, when it happens all the time. Jews strive to become especially attuned to the presence of their Maker during the month of El on the 10 days of penitence, but really, there's no season for repentance. It should and could happen the whole year. It really must happen all the time, every day. Rabbi Saul Salanter used to say, generally people work on repentance during the 10 days of penitence from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Aser Simei Tshuva. The more pious ones begin to work on repentance from the beginning of the month of El. But I say, Rabbi Saul Salanter talking, repentance must begin right after Ne'ilah, right after you finish Yom Kippur. Your full year kicks in, and really how you're going to go about your year kicks in right away, and you got to start it right away. Rav Yisrael was indeed a model for this. If he sometimes failed to concentrate sufficiently during prayers, he would figure out strategies to correct the failure. He would figure out a personal record of even the most minor actions. 15 years he was regretful for having once forgotten to check for chametz before Pesach in the bin where he stored his salt. In the bin where he stored his salt, or there probably wasn't even a shred of chametz, but he felt so guilty for those years. Rabbi Yonah of Gorondi wrote a classic text on the subject called Sha'arei Tshuva, The Gates of Repentance. There's a parable he talks about of a person neglecting to seize upon the idea of tshuva. In the Medrash, Kolos Rab, the sages of blessed memory, compared the situation to that of a band of thieves. Having been captured and imprisoned by the king, together they dug a tunnel through which to escape the dungeon. All escaped but one gang member, who was afraid of the unknown path which lay before him. When the jail warden discovered the breach and saw the man who stayed behind, he began to strike him with his rod, exclaiming, "Miserable soul, don't you see the breach open wide before you? Why did you not seize the opportunity to save yourself as well?" That comes from Sha'arei Tshuva. A person who considered himself pious once came to the Rambam and said that he saw no reason to recite the traditional confession of sins on Yom Kippur because he was innocent of all of them. And he also explained to the man, "If I were to confess these sins, it would simply be a lie. How does one dare to lie in the face of God. Chida in Midbar Kedemos records Rambam's response. My dear person, my dear man, your words betray that you simply have little concept of what it means to serve Hashem. Our duties towards Hashem are unlimited. They're so complex, no man in the world can finally fulfill them. If your self-appraisal would be objective, you would discover that every day of your life, you in some way transgress every sin listed in the Vidui Confession of Yom Kippur. Also, bear in mind that the greater a man is, the more grievous are his minor missteps. They say the greater a person is, the greater a tzaddik is, he is, the harsher and the more intense and the more combative his yetzer hara is, and the ability to misstep is. King David was involved with Bathsheba, no longer a married woman, because her husband Uriah had divorced her. According to the law at the time, it was retroactive. Nevertheless, because David was an exceptionally pious man, King David, the indiscretion he committed, while negligible for a lesser person, was considered tantamount to adultery for him. Rav Sadia Gaon taught his disciples to examine their ways every day, even if they felt certain that they had not sinned. Rav Sadia himself had the practice after an incident, the following incident. One time he lodged with an innkeeper who was ignorant of his illustrious guest's real identity. He put the Rav in a simple room, a bare room, served him as he would regular guests. When word escaped that the leader of the generation was passing through the town, all the town flocked to the inn, to the place, to glimpse the great Rav Sadia. The innkeeper finally realized who his guest was and approached the Rav with tears streaming down his cheeks. Rebbe, please forgive me. Forgive you? What have you done wrong? You treated me very well, came the response. Rebbe, I didn't know who you were. Believe me, had I known that the great Rav Sadia Gaon was staying under my roof, I would have treated you like royalty. Upon hearing these sincere words, Rav Sadia himself burst into tears. He explained, from your words, I perceive for myself the extent of our obligation toward Hashem, toward our King. Previously, I felt I served Hashem well, but now I realize that I am lacking. This is what the sages do. They take a situation, they take an instance, an incident in their life, and they apply it right to their Avodas Hashem. What a wonderful thing to do. We talked about that the other night. Rabbi Saul Salanter, when he saw the candleman working by then, he literally took that as Musar for himself. That's what a great sage can do. And even us, as much less levels, should also try to do anything that happens in our life, apply it to ourselves and our Avodas Hashem and our mitzvos and our lifestyle. And continuing in the story, he explained further, for just as your service of me changes as you more clearly perceive my identity, so it is with my service of Hashem. With each passing day, I discover new levels of Hashem's kindness toward me. I realize that whatever respect, whatever service I offered for Hashem yesterday was woefully insufficient. For had I known then what I know about Hashem now, I would have served Him with even greater devotion and greater intensity. Life is a cycle, a constant one of rediscovery, in which man sheds the relative ignorance of the past. So if we could take it upon ourselves to remember every day, to look at every day, to try to keep ourselves cognizant of all of our failures, all of our errors, those days, that will mean that our life can be one where we live fully in repentance and try to fix ourselves and realize our greater obligations and our greater mission towards what we have to do for Hashem and what we have to do for the world as a whole. Join us next time as we talk one of the last lessons on the BTL, lesson 27, here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.